bind and slay, servant of the Most High, unabashed and unafraid. This is the Christopher Mantis Show.
Welcome back, my friends around the world, and all the ships at sea. It is I, Christopher Mantis. This is the Mantis Radio Program. 2 hours here with you, here on the Conservative Nation Radio Network. 718-305-7176 is the number. As always, I am so glad to be here with you today, August the 30th, 2013. From the East Coast of these United States, I come to you in joy, but sober, as usual. The show tonight will hopefully shake you up a little bit. That is the goal. As I meet out what's on my mind. So feel free to join me. Email if you want, Christopher at conservativenationmedia.com. And please bookmark and visit conservativenationmedia.com right now. Visit regularly. We've got a new look, a new focus, a new concentration on becoming the best and biggest we can. And it's just normal folks living the dream. All right, so we need your help. Need you to listen and tell your friends and family and even opponents about us. Maybe we'll change some hearts and minds. Conservative Nation Radio, Facebook. Find us there. Also, Mantis Show on Facebook. That's me. CNR Show on Twitter. CNR Show is our Twitter handle. And ChristopherMantis.com for all things me, if you are into that. Tonight, you see what's going on in the world, in Syria, Damascus. I've been trumpeting this for months and months, and really for years, but I haven't been on the air for years. But month after month, I'm telling you, watch Damascus, watch Damascus. It's going to get ugly there. God already told us what's going to happen. It will be destroyed completely. I'm not prepared to say by who. Either we just don't know, or I have to research more. Dig into God's word and find out. But we do know what happens after. We do know who gets the brunt other than the city itself. We do know what nation is brought down because of it. It happens to be Ephraim, which is the United States of America. So watch, watch. I say to you, watch. Isaiah 17 is coming to pass, so watch out. We'll get into that, exactly what that means, and all the myriad of lies from every quarter about this coming conflict, and there will be a conflict. It could be as soon as this weekend, apparently. That's kind of distressing. All sorts of interesting things happening, like Great Britain is not going along, so now we're snubbing them. Snubbing Great Britain, this is insane. Saying France is our oldest friend, willing to go it alone, but yet here's our battle plan. Let's announce it before we do anything. All sorts of crazy, crazy, stupid events and pronouncements around this, and it's going to get even worse. So be prepared. More executive orders by our president being issued behind your back, out of view. Hopefully you won't see them. Just like when the Trayvon Martin thing started, he issued some executive orders at that time as well. He will use that as cover. I mean, you know, it's human nature, guys. It's not our president in particular. We don't need to disrespect the man. He is what he is. He's a politician. He has tyrannical impulses, and he's not the first, and he won't be the last. That's just what left-wing thought leads to. So Don't be too eked out, but that's the plan, right? You can't do it with Congress. If he can't get the courts to go along, he's going to do it through executive orders, and it'll happen anyway on a whole range of subjects, but this is no different. There's more gun control and stuff happening that you didn't know about, most likely. We'll go into that. And we're going to finish, I am promising myself, that we're going to finish the book of Revelation tonight. Tonight, in the next 2 hours, the book of Revelation will be complete. We are up to chapter 20. We've gone through every single word, every line, every precept, every chapter of this greatest, really, of all books in the Bible, because it's the capstone. It's the key to unlocking every other scripture. That's why you need to know it. Not part of it, not when you get around to it, but you need to know it today. I don't just, this show is not adequate, trust me. I'll go over it, but you got to get into it and commune with your Father about this. That's God, okay? And study to show yourself approved, to get yourself sealed. That is the only way you're going to make it. Make it, I mean spiritually speaking. Now, who knows what will happen physically? Things can happen, but if you want to be sure, get right with God, okay? Anyway, last three chapters of Revelation, so I can't be talking about other stuff for too awful long, lest we don't make it to the end. And I do want to do that. So remember, everything we do on this show is summed up nicely by R.C. Sproul. When he says Jesus' life was a storm of controversy. The apostles, like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. Paul said he debated daily in the marketplace. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ. You put that in your mind, folks. We can have peace, but it is a servile and carnal peace where truth is slain in the streets. Yes, we desire peace with our fellow man, but at the same time, we know that this world is mostly lost, getting more evil by the day. And even the church, the so-called Christians, well, they are Christians. They're not doing their jobs. So we have a lot of work to do, those of us who stay faithful. Faithful and true. It's not too hard to figure out. But don't avoid the controversy that's going to come. Get disciples for the Lord. Be fishers of men. Be honest, be nice, but tell the truth. And don't shy away from controversy, because our enemy is all about lies. And really good sounding lies, too. Really good sounding ones. Don't let anyone flummox you. They will get in your face. They will laugh at you. They will scorn you. Then they will also try to say, oh, well, what about X, Y, and Z? And try to test your faith. You've got to know what you're saying. You have to get into the Word. Make sure no one can have an answer against you. That's when the Holy Spirit will come and talk through you. He will use you. All right? Let's keep it in perspective. And that's what this is all about tonight. Keep perspective about what's going on in this world, in this nation, in your home, in your circle of influence, because you do have influence, whether you know it or not. And this world gone mad, we're going to need each other, all right? We're going to need each other. And so our new project called Wings of the Eagle is all about. No matter what you believe, what side of the thing you're I myself am a post-tribulation pre-millennialist, if you know what that means. That means I expect a great tribulation to come and affect us all. Some people listening think we're going to not be here for that. That's neither here nor there. Frankly, it's going to happen anyway. But, you know, whether you believe you'll be here or not, or what, no matter what the deal is, we do need each other. And we will need each other in the days to come. So please keep that in mind. It's not about hunkering down and bolting the doors and hoping for the best. It's not how it's going to happen. Okay, Conservative Nation Radio is very pleased to have you, whether you're listening live or afterwards, downloading me, podcasting, however you want to phrase it. That is totally great. Thank you for that. You count just as much. And I do want to talk to you about our new schedule here. Of course, I've been on every Friday, 5 to 7 Eastern. I will be making a slight change in that, where I'll be all over the place and probably do an hour program from now on. That is fine. It's not a demotion. This is my choice. And we have a new schedule for all Conservative Nation Radio. This summer, unbelievably, 2013 summer has come and gone. Falls in the air. So it's a good time to make some changes here at conservativenationmedia.com. Starting this Labor Day, that is Monday. This Monday, Labor Day, our weekday lineup moves 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's every day and during the week. Same great shows, same great people, but now we're on the air at the same time each weekday evening. And stay tuned for some great new voices on conservativenationmedia.com too. That's right, new hosts. Pretty easy to remember. Just make sure to join us every weekday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern time on conservativenationmedia.com. And please be with me in just a moment. I'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Delaware Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host,
Manti.
Yes, indeed. Manti is my name.
and the show is my game.
Welcome back to the Anti Program. Seen after the hour now here till 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Conservative Nation Radio Network, thank you so much for listening in. 718-305-7176 is my phone number, 718-305-7176, if you'd like to participate. Also, email me if you'd like, christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. Also in the chat room, it is open. Come on in. Splash around. I may not be able to address your statement directly, but have a ball. There are usually lots of folks in there to talk to, so feel free to do that as well. Okie dokie. Thank you so much. Thank you. And so it's on everyone's mind. Let's just get right to it. What the holy heck is going on in Syria?
Well,
let's for a second put aside whether it's prudent to do anything militarily, about who we are supporting financially, militarily, or otherwise, and what it means prophetically. Put all that aside. If you're going to, I mean, this is common sense 101, right? Military school, any school. If you're about to do something and attack someone else, what's the last thing you want to do? Give them advance warning about what it's going to be, where it's going to be, and how long it's going to last. Duh, right? I didn't know you had to actually say these things. Put it out there that you don't do it. Either the people who do this are so dumb they shouldn't have access to any weapon at all, or it's intentional and there's an ulterior motive. I'll leave that for you to decide. Here's the story. And I don't particularly enjoy this site that I'm reading from, but it serves the purpose today. InfoWars report. U.S. attack on Syria to begin tomorrow. That's right. We have a timetable for a sneak attack. A reporter with Israel's most widely read newspaper has been told, this is the story, has been told by defense establishment officials that a U.S.-led attack on Syria, will begin Saturday, tomorrow, and end when Barack Obama meets Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Here's the exact quote from Amir Mitrok. Israeli defense establishment says U.S. attack starts when U.N. inspectors leave Syria on Saturday and ends when Obama meets Putin next Wednesday. So there you have it. We have a four-day attack announced in advance. What's the purpose other than alerting the attackee, Assad? Despite an apparent softening in rhetoric as British Prime Minister David Cameron faces a parliamentary revolt over military intervention, in addition to reports that the intelligence against Assad's regime is by no means a, quote, slam dunk, Israel Hayam reporter Amir Mishrock tweets that the attack will begin Saturday, immediately after UN inspectors have left the country. Inspectors had initially planned to leave on Sunday after concluding their investigation, but their departure a day early has increased speculation that airstrikes are imminent. British and American military might is now fully in place and prepared for strikes, which experts say will take the form of Tomahawk land attack cruise missiles fired from warships or submarines. Mishrock also highlights remarks made by former Mossad director Danny Yatom, who says that the apparent delay on greenlighting military strikes is only so Bashar al-Assad can't use the UN inspectors as human shields. Okay? Why can't he use other people? Mitzrock was also told that Israel sent Assad a message via Russia threatening that if Syria attempts to attack Israel, Damascus will be targeted and Assad's regime will be toppled. That's a threat from Israel. And I believe it. I believe that they have delivered that message. Why would they not? I've had enough of this. The threat was made despite attempts by Gulf nations to secure a promise from Israel that it would act with restraint if Syria attempts retaliatory strikes against Israel in response to a Western onslaught. Israel replied it would react with restraint, but only if aggression against it, quote, did not exceed reasonable bounds. Whatever that means. In a related story, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Daniel Shapiro has promised a strong and serious response to Assad's alleged chemical atrocity last week, despite American officials admitting to the New York Times that there is no smoking gun that directly links President Assad to the attack. U.S. intelligence officials also told the Associated Press that the intelligence proving Assad's culpability is, quote, no slam dunk, a far cry from the Obama administration's rhetoric, which held that Assad's responsibility was undeniable. Okay, there's that, and a follow-up that I want to read to you also. Now, this is all about the lies of man, okay, about this situation. Now, here's something that I opined this week that made no sense to me whatsoever. Why would, just thinking dispassionately about this, why would Bashar al-Assad attack his own capital and attack civilians? We all know, we've seen the pictures, videos, and Secretary Kerry talking all about 400 dead kids and horrible, horrible things. It's not made up, okay, folks? There was a chemical weapons attack. True. But why would Assad do it to civilians? He's got plenty of enemies out there. There's a whole supposed free Syrian army, quote unquote, that has a lot of al-Qaeda in it, be that as it may. We'll talk about that in a minute. But he has a military enemy to strike anywhere in the country. What he's going to do, he's only really powerful in Damascus, in his home. It's his home base of the government. Why would he attack his home base against civilians with chemical weapons that he knows will draw the ire of the world? Common sense tells you that he did not do it, right? Look, I can understand, right, even though it's chemical weapons and that's very taboo for 100 years now, but Muslim dictators really don't care about taboos. But, okay, if it was a military target, maybe he probably did it. Or, outside in another province where a stronghold of, he wants to make a statement or something like that. I could see that. But this makes no sense. All right, and here's the follow-up story to this. Also from InfoWars, unfortunately, but check it out. AP, a reporter, has said rebels admit responsibility for chemical weapons attack. Uh-oh. Militants tell AP reporter they mishandled Saudi-supplied chemical weapons, causing accident. Now, that makes sense to me. Again, why would anyone attack this civilian village? And for either side, makes no sense. If it was a Christian village, maybe I could see some kind of motivation or, some strong, they were hiding some, I don't know. No. Okay, here's the story. Syrian rebels in the Damascus suburb of Ghouta have admitted to the Associated Press correspondent Dale Gavlak that they were responsible for last week's chemical weapons incident, which Western powers have blamed on Bashar al-Assad's forces, revealing that the casualties were the result of an accident caused by rebels mishandling chemical weapons provided to them by Saudi Arabia. Now, I'm not sure if I buy the Saudi Arabia part. I don't know what they need with chemical weapons, but whatever. It could be Qatar, it could be Libya. Point is, they had him, and they had an accident, okay? They made a boo-boo. Okay, here's the rest of the story. From numerous interviews with doctors, Ghouta residents, rebel fighters, and their families, many believe that certain rebels received chemical weapons via Saudi intelligence chief Prince Bandar bin Sultan and were responsible for carrying out the deadly gas attack. Rebels told Gavlak that they were not properly trained on how to handle the chemical weapons or even told what they were. It appears as though the weapons were initially supposed to be given to the Al-Qaeda offshoot, Jabhat al-Nusra. Now that I can believe also. Now that would make sense from a Saudi point of view. There are sympathizers from Saudi Arabia that support the Al-Qaeda movement. Quote, we were very curious about these arms, and unfortunately some of the fighters handled the weapons improperly and set off the explosions, one militant told, named Jay, told Gavlak. His claims were echoed by another female fighter named Kay, who told Gavlak, they didn't tell us what these arms were or how to use them. We didn't know they were chemical weapons. We never imagined they were chemical weapons. Abu Abdel Mo'naim, the father of an opposition rebel, also told Gavlak, my son came to me 2 weeks ago asking what I thought the weapons were that had been he had been asked to carry, describing them as having a tube-like structure, while others were like a huge gas bottle. The father names the Saudi militant who provided the weapons as Abu Aisha. According to Abdel Mo'naim, the weapons exploded inside a tunnel, killing 12 rebels. More than a dozen rebels interviewed reported that their salaries came from Saudi government. If accurate, the story would completely derail the United States' rush to attack Syria, which had been founded on the, quote, undeniable justification that Assad was behind the chemical weapons attack. Dale Gavlak's credibility is very impressive. He has been a Middle East correspondent for the Associated Press for 2 decades. He's also worked for National Public Radio and written articles for BBC News. The website on which the story originally appeared, Mint Press, which is currently a down because of the huge traffic, because of the article, is a legitimate media organization based in Minnesota. The Minnesota posted a profile on last year. Saudi Arabia's alleged role in providing rebels, whom they have vehemently backed at every turn with chemical weapons, is no surprise given the revelations earlier this week that the Saudis threatened Russia with terror attacks at next year's Winter Olympics in Sochi unless they abandon support for the Syrian president. I can give you a guarantee to protect the Winter Olympics next year. The Chechen groups that threaten the security of the games are controlled by us, Prince Bandar allegedly told Vladimir Putin. The Obama administration is set to present its intelligence findings today in an effort to prove that Assad's forces were behind last week's attack, despite American officials admitting to the New York Times that there was no smoking gun that directly links Assad to the attack. U.S. intelligence officials also told Associated Press that the intelligence proving Assad's culpability is no slam dunk. As we reported earlier, intercepted intelligence revealed that the Syrian Defense Ministry was making panicked phone calls to Syria's chemical weapons department demanding answers in the hours after the attack, suggesting that it was not ordered by Assad's forces. Update. Associated Press contacted us to confirm that Dave Gavlak is an AP correspondent, but that her story was not published under the banner of the Associated Press. We didn't claim this is the case, merely pointed out to Gavlak's credentials to stress that she is a credible source. Dave is a she. Not only being an AP correspondent, but also having written for PBS, BBC, and Salon.com. Okay, well, take that for what you will. That scenario makes more sense, a lot more sense to me than Assad doing it. It just does. You know, I'm no stranger to the Middle East scene and terrorism and dictatorships there and Islam and Christian persecution, all that stuff. I've studied, you know, I've paid close attention for many, many years. And it just does not compute that Assad would do this to this that particular area at this time. It just doesn't. So let us take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about one more article about that, then we'll move on. Patriot Depot, okay? Let's talk about the home front. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball, leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Or, I like to add, that they do it intentionally. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything you want, from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. Your pipeline to all those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. So wave your flag. Be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Go to conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the Patriot Depot banner to join in the revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives. We'll be right back.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Rock and roll, my friends. We're back at the Manti Show, 35 after the hour here till 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Thank you for being here, as always. And we are resisting here the grip of tyranny, right? Yeah. All right. So thanks for joining me. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Christopher at conservativenationmedia.com. Email. Chat room is open. Come on in. Check it out. Look at the drapes. See if the carpet's to your liking. Things like that. And I'll be here for another 90 minutes or so. I appreciate you listening in. even if it's afterwards and you just want to hear some good Bible. That's coming up, man. It's coming up. So one more thing on Syria. And by the way, this is kind of an old story. June 22nd. People forget so fast. By the way, there were people months and months and months ago that called this. In fact, there was an interchange with Rand Paul. I think it was in January, February, something like that, with some government lackey, CIA person, I'm not sure. And Rand is like, yeah, so I heard that because of Benghazi, the Libyan weapons are now floating all over the place and they're being run through Turkey into Syria. What do you have to say about that? And the guy's like, duh, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, all right, that must be some, what was it, cuckoo bird? No, what was that? What was that pejorative John McCain created? Wacko bird. Whoop, I'm a wacko bird. Bah! Well, New York Times says, in June, the story is from, I just want to make you aware, in turnabout, Syria rebels get Libyan weapons. And there's a picture of them. During his more than four decades in power, Colonel Gaddafi of Libya was North Africa's outrageously self-styled arms benefactor, a donor of weapons to guerrillas and terrorists around the world, fighting governments he did not like. Even after his death, the colonel's gun-running vision lives on, although in ways he probably would have loathed. Many of the same people who chased the colonel to his grave are now busy shuttling his former arms stockpiles and rebels to Syria. The flow of an important source of weapons for the uprising and a case of bloody turnabout, as the inheritors of one strongman's arsenal use them to fight against another. Evidence gathered in Syria, along with flight control data and interviews with militia members, smugglers, rebels, and analysts, and officials in several countries, offers a profile of a complex and active multinational effort financed largely by Qatar to transport arms from Libya to Syria's opposition fighters. Libya's own former fighters, who sympathize with Syria's rebels, also have been eager collaborators. It's just the enthusiasm of the Libyan people helping the Syrians, said Fazwi Bokatef, the former leader of an alliance of Libyan brigades who recently named ambassador to Uganda in an interview in Tripoli. As the United States and its Western allies move toward providing lethal aid to Syrian rebels, or now update the story, or about to dispense lethal aid to the government, these secretive transfers give insight to an unregistered arms pipeline that is difficult to monitor or control. And while the system appears to succeed in moving arms across multiple borders to select rebel groups, once inside Syria, the flow branches out. Extremist fighters, some of them aligned with Al-Qaeda, and the money to buy newly arrived stock, and many rebels are willing to sell. For Russia, which has steadfastly supplied weapons and diplomatic cover to President Assad of Syria, this black market flow is a case of bitter blowback. Many of the weapons Moscow proudly sold to Libya at the beginning of the Soviet era are now being shipped back into the hands of rebels seeking to unseat another Kremlin ally. Those weapons, which slipped from state custody as Colonel Gaddafi's people rose against him in 2011, are sent on ships or Qatar Emiri Air Force flights to a network of intelligence agencies and Syrian opposition leaders in Turkey. Huh. What do you know? From there, Syrians distribute the arms according to their own formulas and preferences to particular fighting groups, which in turn issues them to their fighters on the ground, rebels and activists said. Qatari C-17 cargo aircraft have made at least three stops in Libya this year, and this is so far, including flights from the Mitiga airport in Tripoli January 15th and February 1st, and another that departed Benghazi on April 16th, according to the flight data provided by an aviation official to the region. The planes returned to Qatar. The cargo was then flown to Ankara, Turkey, along with other weapons and equipment that the Qataris had been gathering for the rebels, officials and rebels said. Last week, the Obama administration announced that it had evidence that Mr. Assad's military had used sarin nerve agent in multiple attacks, and the United States would begin providing military aid to the rebels, including shipments of small arms. Oh, by the way, now they'll deny ever saying that. Just another lie, by the way, from a group of habitual liars. In doing so, the United States would soon be openly feeding the same distribution network, just as it has received weapons from other sources. So it goes on here, but you get the point in the picture, right? There is more to this than some innocent revolution uprising against a bad dictator. There's a lot more to it. By the way, none of them realize what they're doing in the grander scheme, right? No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. And after a little break here, I'm going to go show you in the Word of God why this all matters. By the way, just before we do that, I wanted to mention, remember Obama's executive orders? Yeah, there's one that's now taking away the ability to get surplus military weapons, which have had zero deaths per year. But that doesn't matter. You just got to take the guns away. That is imperative to that plan. All right, just wanted to make you aware. Just check it out, Obama executive orders. And let's check it out. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. But first, remember, of course, I'm on the air every Friday, and that'll be changing up a little bit. But Thursday, right? We have a new Thursday show coming. This coming Thursday, thank the Lord, we have a Thursday program that's going to be awesome. Called Second Amendment Forum. Now, Obama cannot stop this, trust me. The left cannot stand the Second Amendment and Americans' rights to keep and bear arms, right? Well, now there's something else they're sure to hate. It's called the Second Amendment Forum, Conservative Nation Media with Maxwell Winchester Roberts. We welcome Max and his decades of firearms and Second Amendment rights experience to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, starting September 5th. The leftist administration in D.C. wants to disarm the American people, and Max just won't let that happen. That's the Second Amendment Forum coming in September. That's this September 5th, this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, to Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. By the way, speaking of conservativenationmedia.com, we are now fully optimized for smartphones. Please be aware, if you have an Android, an iPhone, a new BlackBerry device, anything, you can now download our podcast or listen live to us wherever you are, whenever you want. Same great shows, same great people, now fully optimized for your smartphone. ConservativeNationMedia.com. America always wins. We'll be right back.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backwash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
when
country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
when I
trail.
Grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
All the
I, want
to be,
I want to be...
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle.
Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back, my friends. It's an anti-show. It's back on here. 28 after the hour now. Time on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Chat room is open. Got some folks in here now. Excellent. And email me if you want, Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. Feel free to do that. So thank you very much. And one other quick thing about the situation in Syria. Of course, like we said, this stinks to high heaven, this whole situation does. Benghazi and all the rest of it, it's one long tale of woe, unfortunately. And this proves to me once again, by the way, it's no coincidence that Benghazi happened on 9/11, not just because of significance to the bad guys, but should wake you up, you at home in America, to point out that was our darkest day and that God is not happy and his judgment is growing worse and will continue to. This is just the latest example of it, and it will continue. Let me read to you, talking about Damascus and all this is going on, confusion galore and lies and deceits and war. Here's what God says. That's right. The Old Testament talks about 2013, the events that are happening right now. Isaiah chapter 17. The prophet Isaiah spoke to the people of Israel. That's all the tribes. There were two kingdoms. And most people listening are descendants of one of those kingdoms, of those tribes. Now listen up. This is the burden of Damascus. Realize what I'm about to read you has never happened in history. There has never been a time that this has happened. That means it's future. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city. It shall be a ruinous heap. Okay? What does that mean? Destroyed. Completely and totally uninhabitable. That's never happened before. But you look what's happening now, and it's coming. Well, so what, you say? The cities of Aor, that's a part of Syria, are forsaken, and they shall be for flocks, which shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. In other words, there'll be no people there. Sheep will be there and won't even be afraid because there will be no people to bother them. Forsaken, empty, desolate. Now here, okay, that's Syria, big deal, right? Oh, okay. Verse 3, the fortress, that's a, defensed city, a self-defense, okay? Shall cease from Ephraim, shall cease from Ephraim. Who's Ephraim? It's one of the two sons of Joseph. Joseph was one of the sons of Israel. They were the chief of the house of Israel, the two kingdoms, the northern kingdom. Joseph was the head, his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. There are specific prophecies about them back in Genesis. Go read them. I will tell you that Ephraim is the United States. Manasseh is Great Britain. The fortress shall cease from Ephraim because of what happens to Damascus when it's destroyed. The defenses of America will cease. And in that day, it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall wax lean. Again, this deserves research on your part. But the glory of Jacob is revealed in the book of Genesis. This is his riches, his wealth, opulence, so blessed by God with treasure, economic success. That's America. We are the glory of Jacob. Again, Jacob being the father of all the tribes. There's never been a more glorious nation. None of Jacob's children had it as good as the United States. The superpower of superpowers. It's not going to last. And this is why it doesn't last. The glory of Jacob shall be made thin. The fatness shall wax lean. In other words, economic collapse is coming. We have military power going away. Self-defenses shall be removed, and an economic collapse is on the way. Oh, by the way, that agrees exactly with the book of Revelation, which we are reading, and what ushers in the one world government, eventually Satan himself as the false Messiah. Oh, this is crazy talk, you say. Well, Damascus is going to be a ruinous heap. That's what God says. You doubt it at your peril. So I hope you're taking that to heart. Not a game. Not a game. In one way, as believers, we want God's word to come to pass. We want it to be over with. We want the things that have to happen to hurry up and happen already so the Lord can return and we can live in peace with him. And he can reclaim this world and rule physically on the earth as we are just about to read about in Revelation. On the other hand, you're apprehensive. You're kind of a little scared, maybe. You don't want this stuff to happen. Maybe you have gotten used to this life in this world, and you have kids and grandkids, and you don't particularly either believe that it's ever going to end, or you want them to have a good life, and how can it happen with all this bad stuff? Well, you have to take that to the Lord in prayer, because it's going to happen. Whether it's starting tomorrow, and I mean that literally, because apparently that's part of the battle plan. Hopefully they thought better of it, but who knows? Could be tomorrow, literally. Could be a month from now, a year from now, but it will happen. It will happen. And that's how you know who to listen to and who to trust. Not the people who, after the event, say, oh, yes, this is right here in the Bible. Before. There's many out there. We have to find each other and get strength from each other and from the Lord. Iron on iron and all that stuff. And you see this happen. You remember where you heard it and where you saw it. Isaiah 17. And then the book of Revelation really gets going because trumpets of judgment will begin to sound. And the first step in that is bringing down the glory of Jacob. So a new order in the world can arise, the beast. And as we read, that doesn't really work too well. It fades out pretty quick, and there's a deadly wound in a world war, pretty much, to wound that system, that one world government. But Satan will come to heal it. Don't you worry. And Iran still has a part to play in this after Syria. Don't you fret. Yes, Iran will push and push and push. And when it is finally brought down, the little horn arrives. That's from Daniel 8. Check it out. Right? All right. So we might as well go right up to the midtime, halftime break, and then hit the book of Revelation hard for the last hour here on the Manti program. Hope you're making notes, having a good time. Questions, concerns, prayers, any of that stuff. Hope you are educated, enlightened, entertained. And anything else that happens, I really can't be held accountable for that. So pull up a chair, crack a drink, maybe get some dinner here. Or breakfast, whenever you're listening. That is awesome. So pull up a chair and prepare for the end of Revelation. And hopefully we can get out of here. And then if you have a hobby, I suggest you really do it, you know, take your mind off the stuff. But not for too long, just temporarily. I choose to be a football fan in that regard. Fantasy football and all the rest of it. I have a draft tomorrow morning. And if we are permitted to have a full season, I am prepared to win it for my squad. And if you want to talk about that, we can after Revelation is over. Be happy to do that. Or maybe wait till next week. Who knows? Next week, I'll be going to a new format, and we will decide exactly when that's going to be. But for now, let's keep the same time in mind, okay? 5 p.m. Eastern. I know we want to have a show at 8 o'clock Eastern time. That could very well happen as well. It may not be mine, but we do want to have 8 o'clock on Friday night ready to roll for you. So we are efforting that as we speak. So I appreciate you tuning in. 718-305-7176 is the phone number as always. Chat room's open. People are in there. Thank you very much. And email if you want, Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. And yes, it could still get ugly in Syria here before Damascus is actually destroyed. Really ugly indeed. So again, just prepare. Don't concentrate on any particular human being. Don't worry about the president. Don't worry about impeachment, for crying out loud. Just watch and prepare. Watch and prepare. Study your Bible. All right? We're going to do that exact thing after a short break. We'll be right back on The Manti Show.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Phone number here, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Email also, Christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. And chat room is jumping. We are jumping now. So jump on in and check it out. And we thank you very much for joining me, as always, here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Manti program. And just in time, you are here. Pull up a chair, bust out your Bibles, go back in time. John of Patmos, apostle of Jesus himself, included on an island, but God had one more use. Would tell him all the things that would happen preceding his return. Great subject of this book, The Day of the Lord. And as we know, the day of the Lord is 1,000 years long, and it has not commenced. That means wrath has not been poured out, but it will be. And that's what this is all about. Present to you chapter 22 of the book of the Revelation. All right, let's go. 20 verse 1. I'll be reading from the, as usual, New American Standard Bible Translation, which is, I think, very good because it's modern English, but true to the original texts. King James is also good for study, but feel free to use any one you want. Just go to the root languages and you'll be in good shape. Okay, Revelation 20. Then I, John, saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key to the abyss and a great chain in his hand. Now, flash you back to Revelation 9, where Satan comes out of that abyss, releases his angel army, his locust army, as it's called there, when in reality, the image is just telling you the fact that Satan and his angels, who are just evicted from heaven, are now on the earth. So they come out of the earth in the imagery. Okay, the abyss. Okay, Revelation 20 verse 2. And he, that angel with the key and the chain, he laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan. Again, from Revelation 12, this is telling you, do not be deceived. He changes his name. He changes his act, his characteristics. The dragon, the ancient serpent, the devil, same guy. All right, the serpent from Genesis, the dragon of Revelation in times past, the devil from throughout the Old and New Testament, Satan, same guy. He has many other names as well. This is so you're not confused about who's being bound. He laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, devil and Satan, bound him for 1,000 years. Now that's interesting. Remember, chapter 19, we just read last week, Jesus had just returned. He is on the white horse. He's with his armies. He's returning to Jerusalem, and he has defeated the beast government, and the false prophet. That's one of Satan's names. So Satan, only Satan, his armies are gone, is bound for 1,000 years and threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time. Now remember, he had his global reign as leader of the beast system, leader of the world, right before this 1,000 years began. Now he is tied up. And what does it say? Does it say the 1,000 years is metaphor, it's a metaphor, doesn't really mean 1,000. And does it say Satan's going to be able to wreak havoc all over the earth and influence people and roam around like a lion, like Peter says? No. It says shut and sealed him so he could not deceive the nations any longer. If you believe Satan is deceiving anyone right now, do you? Then you reject amillennialism, which is taught by several denominations, including the Catholic Church, that says Satan is bound today, that this 1,000 years, we're in it right now. That's a lie. That is a lie. I'm sorry. It's unscriptural. It may meet someone's desire for power, whatever, but I'm not trying to single anyone out. Just more than one group believes it, but it's not true. The 1,000 years is in the future, and it's literal. Because Satan's still deceiving people, so it can't be now. All right, verse 4. Then I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was given to them. Not just to God or Jesus, but those on thrones ruling with him. Judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God. And those who had not worshipped the beast or his image had not received the mark on their forehead or their hand, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Let that sink in. There are going to be people who are beheaded, who are today and will continue to be beheaded, killed, for their testimony of Jesus. Will you be? Are you willing to be? Because of the word of God? So not only them, but those who didn't worship the beast and didn't receive his mark on the forehead or hand. Now, we talked about this earlier. This is about worship. Worship the beast means having the mark in your forehead because you believe that he is God and Christ. You have been deceived by the devil himself, thinking the false Messiah is the true. That's the mark of the beast. Mark in their forehead means you believe it. In your hand means you work for him. And they came to life. Whoa. And reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So already dead, but now they're back reigning with Jesus for 1,000 years. How dare someone say the 1,000 years is today? What dead people are reigning right now on the earth? Okay. Now, listen up. Verse 5. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Let's continue just to on this theme. Blessed and holy is the one who has part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Again, this is the 1,000-year period, the day of the Lord. This is what everything that's happening in this world now is pointing towards. Now, I want you to pick up on something. It said first resurrection. And then the rest did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. That's the class. Second resurrection. There are two resurrections. If you're faithful to Christ, whether it be 100 years ago, today, whenever, you have part in the first resurrection. You are alive in Christ. You mean you can't die. Means you are, the lake of fire has no effect on you. You're alive with Jesus in good standing. At the beginning of 1,000 years, you reign with him as kings and priests. That's the first resurrection. The second happens after 1,000 years are over and you basically rehabilitate your image, okay? You prove to Jesus that you are worthy. You made some major boo-boos, but you are now resurrected to eternal life with the ones who did follow him. All right? So there's two resurrections and two deaths. It just says, over these, the second death has no power. What in the tarnation is the second death? I'm glad you asked. We're up on a break already. And I'll answer that question when we come back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811, pcs4automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
All right, yes, I am back. Manti program, 718-305-7176. No number. I'm going to plow right back into Revelation here because it's such good stuff. I promised you an answer. What is the second death? Well, Jesus talked about this in the Gospels. What? I don't remember that. Yep, he sure did. He said in two different places, "Fear not he who can kill your body. Rather, fear him who can kill your soul." Well, gee, that sounds like two deaths, doesn't it? Kill the flesh body, and then your soul, which is your other body. Apostle Paul would tell you about your second body, but be that as it may, two deaths. Death of the soul is the second death. That is called the lake of fire. You don't come out of there. It's permanent, and it's not eternal suffering. It's permanence, meaning eternity is there. You don't go anywhere else. Soul is there. Blot it out. That's it. Okay, let's continue. So that's the second death. Verse 7. When the 1,000 years are completed. Now we just zoomed right past that. We had 6 verses of 1,000 years of Christ on the earth. When 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison. Now, this is different than when he arrives the first time, which is eviction from heaven. He's booted out. Now, this is he's released from prison on purpose, verse 8, and will come out to deceive the nations, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. More on that later. To gather them together for the war. The number of them is like the sand of the seashore. Again, this should bring you back to the Old Testament. Gog and Magog is the book of Ezekiel. The sand of the seashore is the anti-Israel, basically, where God says the children of Abraham will be like sand of the seashore. Okay? This is gathering up all the people who do not want a place in the second resurrection. They still hate God. They will serve nobody but themselves and Satan. That's the army that he will gather when he is released at the end of the 1,000 years. There is literally no hope for these people. And that's what they are. They're all people. There's no hope for them any longer. There's no flesh on the earth at this time. Remember, this is the death of the soul, not the flesh body. Okay? So they're all in spiritual bodies right now, just like Satan is. Verse 9, and they came up on the broad plain of the earth. There's a lot of them, unfortunately, and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. If you were under any illusion that this 1,000-year reign of Christ, Jesus is in heaven, he's on the earth in the beloved city of Jerusalem. Yes, this Jerusalem, right now, that you can go travel to. Jesus will be there. And so this is where the bad guys make their attack. They surround that camp where the Lord himself is and all his saints, all right, the elect. But, not to worry, fire came down from heaven and devoured them. That's the end of that. Fire, lake of fire. The devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet were also. Remember? The beast system means it never returns. It's gone forever. The false prophet, the false messiah role, that's gone forever. Now Satan himself is thrown in there. Now it says something that kind of throws people off, and they will be tormented day and night forever. Get into that. God isn't into torture, okay? There's no purpose in keeping them alive. It's not called the second death to be alive forever. Capiche? Okay. Verse 11, and I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. Oh boy. This is Jesus and God himself in his full glory. The creator. Once again, in full force. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. So the books are their deeds in the flesh and during the 1,000 years, and the book of life. And the dead were judged from things which were written in these books according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. Then that was done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. Read verse 14 to yourself over and over again. The lake of fire is the second death. Death. That's it. Kaput. Verse 15. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown to the lake of fire, because it's either life or death. That's it. That's the only choices left. God is on his throne. 1,000 years are over. Time for teaching is done. Time for decisions are done. Either you're with God or you're dead. Okay? I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with flesh bodies. Remember this. This is way after that. The point is, you will die in your sin. Jesus said that, right? This is what he's talking about. If you don't repent and follow the Lord, there's only one outcome. This is your soul death. Is that what you want? I doubt it. Chapter 21, because it's continuing the thought. Now, remember it said heaven and earth fled away from the one on the throne, and everyone who doesn't, including death itself, remember, is in the lake of fire. What does that mean? No more death. No one dies anymore. Ever. How awesome is this? Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Now, could that mean there's no oceans on the earth anymore and that it's all inhabitable as land? Maybe. I don't know. But okay. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, because the earth is new. So you have a New Jerusalem coming down from heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. Whew. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. We just read that. And there will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things, the former things, have passed away. Thank God. We have to get through what we're going through and then through the millennium, and then these things go away. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. And then he said to me, it is done. Now remember, these are echoing the words of Jesus on the cross. All right? Those won't be fulfilled until this time. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost, freely. He who overcomes will inherit these things. And here's the most awesome promise in the Bible. I will be his God, and he will be my son. That's the goal of every Christian on earth. But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable, murderers, immoral persons, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. He's just telling you, those people are out of here. There is no place in eternity for them. If they won't repent, he wants nothing to do with them forever. Verse 9, then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, come here, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. He carried me in the spirit, to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, the stone of a crystal clear jasper. And it had a great and high wall with 12 gates. And the gates were 12 angels. And the names were written on them. And they are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. And there were 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. And remember, this is all in the book of Ezekiel. This is called the Millennial Temple. These descriptions, even more so, are given in Ezekiel, the last chapters. Go check it out. Okay. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So again, we have the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes of Israel, just like we saw them on thrones earlier in the book. The one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as its width. I got to stop there before we go into descriptions of this millennial habitation. This is the Christopher Manti Radio Program on Conservative Nation Radio Network, 718-305-7176. And we'll be back right after this. Congress will make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of the peace, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough. Sometimes I My parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Yeah, rock and roll, my friends. Manti's back for about another 30 minutes, and you've lost me again for another week. But phone number is always 718-305-7176, and we are the final resistance here, so sign up and let's go. That reminds me, wingsoftheeagle.com. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And I forgot to mention our great sponsor here, LifeLock. I apologize. Let's get to that now. We're talking about being safe and secure and being ready. Well, this is the way. One of the worst nightmares you can befall you as an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques, not the NSA kind, the private corporation kind, which protects you, and outstanding member service 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did. Thank you for listening to that. I apologize. Getting so wrapped up in Revelation here. Let us continue now. I want to get to the end of this book before the show is over. Let us do it. We are looking at the New Jerusalem now and the tremendous look and scope of it. And if you do measurements on this, it's huge, okay? Like many countries, huge. The city is laid out in a square. Its length is great as its width, and he measured the city with the rod. 1,500 miles its length and width and height are equal. That's a giant cube, 1,500 miles long, deep, and high. Whoa, that is a place for God. Wow. And all who serve him. And he measured his wall 72 yards according to human measurements, which are also angelic measurements. The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. And the foundation stones of the city were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the 7th, crystallite, the 8th, beryl, the 9th, topaz, the 10th, crystophrase, the 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. And there's a reason for all those, but we won't get into that. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates had a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Now remember, this is only after the millennium. Okay, this is not heaven per se. This is a special place, the New Jerusalem. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. That means there'll still be kings and the earth and all this good stuff, but they're all serving God. No bad people left. The nations will walk, In the daytime, there will be no night there. Its gates will never be closed, and they will bring the glory and the honor of nations into it. Nothing unclean, no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, because they're not here. But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Right, that's your ticket, okay? And that's your only ticket. Now we come, at last, to the final chapter of the Book of Revelation. We have gone on the Manti Show for a couple of months now. Every single chapter, every single line, every precept, every word, and as much as possible, every reference, major reference, to what it's talking about, to the Old Testament book or the Gospel or Paul's letter that it opens up, that it reveals previously secret information. Well, you can know it all. You can be sealed today. Let us then commence with the last chapter, Revelation 22. So now we are in heavenly New Jerusalem, but on the earth, a new rejuvenated earth forever. And he showed me, verse 1, he showed me, this is the Lord, a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Notice how God and the Lamb are now one. Okay. In the middle of its street, on either side of its river was the tree of life, again, Jesus, bearing the 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Isn't that awesome? That's why there's no sickness. There will no longer be any curse. That's nature. Won't be opposed to man. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his bond servants will serve him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Because they believe. They know he's the Lord. They will never stray from him. By the way, a little, it seems like a throwaway line, but it's very important. It says, and they will see his face. This is how you know this cannot be now. This is way in the future because way from Moses' time in the Old Testament, if you know, no one can see God's face, right? No one can see God lest he die. That's the scriptures. Well, now there's no more dying. In your spiritual bodies, no one's offending the Lord, just serving him, no second death, no first death. Everyone will see his face all the time. Verse 5, and there will be no longer any night, and they will not have need of the light of the lamp nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illuminate them, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his bondservants the things which must soon take place. Now again, now we've come out of the great future and right back into the here and now. This is God talking to you, listener, you. You. I don't care if you're a Christian or saved or not or confused or seeking or deceived. I don't care. This is God himself talking to you. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. Let me read that again. God, to you, behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. That's how important Revelation is. Heed the words of Revelation. Verse 8, I, John, he is signing off on this. He's testifying now. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. But he said, do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets, and of who heed the words of this book. Worship God. Now there is so much in that scripture, that statement, in that verse. First of all, it says, don't worship angels. Don't worship anyone but God, ever. Don't pray to anyone but God. I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets. Now that's interesting. This angel who poured out one of the vials of God's wrath, is he saying he was one of the prophets? I think that's what it says. That's for a deeper study for another time. Point is, you have a life in the flesh body, then you have a spiritual body, and you might have another job, okay? Worship God. And he said to me, verse 10, and he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. This is not to be sealed. You have to learn it. You have to know this. The time is near. This is not a sealed book. This is the revelation. It's the opposite of sealed. It's unsealed. Unlocked. Unlocks everything. The past, the present, and the future are all here. God is here in Revelation. Study it. Absorb it. Commit it to memory. Find others to help you or share it with them. Let's conclude this book. Let he who does wrong still do wrong. He who is filthy still be filthy, and let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed is he who washed their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. For outside are the dogs, and the sorcerers, and immoral persons, and murderers, and idolaters, and everyone and who loves and practices lying. Again, this is the 1,000-year period. Do you want to be outside of the city? You better repent. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star, the true morning star. The Spirit and bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. That's your job. I'm going to take a break real quick and finish up these last verses here. And we're going to do it. We're going to finish this before the end of the show. The end of this show, but of course there's another show all week, and this one's called Inside Tennessee. Monday night, check it out. Conservative Nation Media is very proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings you his veteran's insight and the most informative guest to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So be sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. That's Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Central, here on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. And we'll be right back.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Study of Revelation beginning to end, and we are indeed at the end. So thank you very, 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 very much for that. I hope you've enjoyed it. So let's finish it. Let's indeed make it done. Let's go back up to verse 16. I, Jesus, in case there's any doubt who wrote this or who spoke the words to John, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify to you these things for the churches. No matter what church you're in, this book is for you. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star, the true star, remember. Lucifer means morning star. That's the enemy. He wants to be like Jesus, but worship like him. And that's when he arrives. He'll look just like him and act just like him. Okay, let's move on. Verse 17, and the spirit and bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. That means you. You're supposed to invite people to know the Lord. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. I testify to everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book, that if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written of in this book. A quick aside. That should really spur your mind, right? Right? If anyone adds to the words of this book, you know anyone, denominations who do that? Maybe, oh, I don't know, write a whole nother book that's supposed to happen after this from a man instead of God writing it. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Or maybe you have a whole system of rules and regulations and interpretations and it's all codified in a big book and you have leaders who approve it and that's supposed to be just as good as the Bible, right? Know anyone like that? They are adding to this book. Flee from them, I say. That's me, Manti, talking. You don't want extra plagues, right? Please. If anyone takes away, again, same danger. You know anyone who does that, just kind of omits paragraphs here and there or scriptures here and there or chapters? Oh, you don't need to know that. You're going to be gone. Don't worry about that. That's not for you. That's for the Jews or something. Jesus just told you it's for the churches. 22:16 says, I testify to you these things for the churches. All right. So, just a word to the wise. Verse 20 and 21 to end the book. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, Yeshua. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. And so ends the great book of Revelation. I hope you have enjoyed listening to it as much as I have enjoyed presenting it to you. I sincerely pray that the Lord has used me in some small way to communicate His word and His truth, His power. If you felt any power listening to these programs on Revelation, it's the Lord who did it. I take no credit whatsoever. The Holy Spirit is for everyone who believes and do the word of God. Believe and do it. Seek His face. Reach out. Touch him. He will embrace you. He loves you. He died so you could live. He died on that cross so all the sins in your life would disappear. You have to accept that and follow him. Be baptized. That's a good step. That's a good showing to the world that you're serious. And we just went through this in my life, in my church, this week. I think you're not baptized if you didn't do it out of your own free will. If you're concerned about that, get yourself baptized. Being a baby baptism is not a baptism. It's not what the word means. It's not what the action requires. There's no choice involved on your part. God doesn't take anything of it at all. I mean, yes, definitely, if you have a baby, a new child in this world, and you want to dedicate him and commit him to Christ's protection and the holy angels and all that good stuff, feel free to dedicate him or her with water on the head, that is, or oil. That is fine. That is great, actually. That's fantastic. You should anoint your children's head with oil. That's for their protection from the dark spirit realm, because that's real. And they will attack you. If you serve Jesus, you will be attacked spiritually. Demons are real. And they'll come after you. That's all right. We have power over them. We have victory over them in the name of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ. But baptism is not something that babies can get. You have to choose as an individual to be baptized, to follow Yeshua yourself. No one can make you do it. No one can do it before you're able to choose. Okay? So if you're in a tradition, if you're in a faith, a church that you have been baptized as a baby but not as an adult or an older person, a teenager, what have you, get it done. He'll be faithful to you. Just be faithful to him. That is that. Manti Show is over and done for this week. I will be I'll be back next week in some capacity. I'm not entirely sure if it'll be an hour or 2 hours, but stay tuned at 5 p.m. Eastern as of now. If that changes, I will let you know. Please check conservativenationmedia.com. That will be updated all the time with the most current info. Or the Facebook page of my show will have everything, Manti Show. Just go to Manti Show on Facebook, like it and follow it, and you'll be apprised of any new time or change of any type. You'll never miss out, okay? That is it. Please, please live for the Lord. Know who you're serving, because our world is growing so dark. With Damascus and everything else going on, get on your knees. Serve him and be a light in this world. Take care.